and to go out of the way of all who sleep badly and keep awake at night. Modest is even the thief in presence of sleep. He always steals softly through the night. Immodest, however, is the night watchman. Immodestly he carries his horn. No small art is it to sleep. It is necessary for that purpose to keep awake all day. 10 times a day must you overcome yourself. That causes wholesome weariness and is poppy to the soul. 10 times must you reconcile again with yourself, for overcoming is bitterness, and badly sleep the unreconciled. 10 truths must you find during the day. Otherwise will you seek truth during the night, and your soul will have been hungry. 10 times must you laugh during the day and be cheerful. Otherwise your stomach, the father of affliction, will disturb you in the night. Few people know it, but one must have all the virtues in order to sleep well. Shall I bear false witness? Shall I commit adultery? Shall I covet my neighbor's maidservant? All that would ill accord with good sleep. And even if one have all the virtues, there is still one thing needful: to send the virtues themselves to sleep at the right time, that they may not quarrel with one another, the good females. And about you, you unhappy one. Peace with God and your neighbour. So desires good sleep. And peace also with your neighbour's devil. Otherwise it will haunt you in the night. Honour to the government and obedience, and also to the crooked government. So desires good sleep. How can I help it if power like to walk on crooked legs? He who leads his sheep to the greenest pasture shall always be for me the best shepherd. So does it accord with good sleep. Many honours I want not, nor great treasures. They excite the spleen. But it is bad sleeping without a good name and a little treasure. A small company is more welcome to me than a bad one. But they must come and go at the right time. So does it accord with good sleep. Well also do the poor in spirit please me. They promote sleep. Blessed are they, especially if one always give in to them. Thus passes the day to the virtuous. When night comes, then take I good care not to summon sleep. It dislikes to be summoned. Sleep, the lord of the virtues. But I think of what I have done and thought during the day. Thus ruminating, patient as a cow, I ask myself, what were your 10 overcomings? And what were the 10 reconciliations, and the 10 truths, and the 10 laughters with which my heart enjoyed itself? Thus pondering, and cradled by 40 thoughts, it overtakes me all at once. Sleep, the unsummoned, the lord of the virtues. Sleep taps on my eye, and it turns heavy. Sleep touches my mouth, and it remains open. Verily, on soft soles does it come to me, the dearest of thieves, and steals from me my thoughts. Stupid do I then stand, like this academic chair. But not much longer do I then stand. I already lie. When Zarathustra heard the wise man thus speak, he laughed in his heart, for thereby had a light dawned upon him. And thus spoke he to his heart, "A fool seems this wise man with his 40 thoughts, but I believe he knows well how to sleep. Happy even is he who lives near this wise man. Such sleep is contagious, even through a thick wall it is contagious. A magic resides even in his academic chair, and not in vain did the youth sit before the preacher of virtue. His wisdom is to keep awake in order to sleep well. And verily, if life had no sense, and I had to choose nonsense, this would be the most desirable nonsense for me also. Now know I well what people sought formerly above all else when they sought teachers of virtue. Good sleep they sought for themselves, and poppy-head virtues to promote it. To all those overpraised sages of the academic chairs, wisdom was sleep without dreams. They knew no higher significance of life. Even at present, to be sure, there are some like this preacher of virtue.